Bombshell documents, Joe Biden's DHS knew Sheridan Gorman's accused killer did not have valid asylum claim, freed him into U.S. anyway. By John Binder on April 14, 2026. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, then overseen by Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, released an illegal alien into the United States knowing he did not have a valid asylum claim, new documents from the House Judiciary Committee reveal. The illegal alien is now accused of murdering 18-year-old Loyola University student Sheridan Gorman last month in the sanctuary city of Chicago, Illinois. As Breitbart News has chronicled, 25-year-old illegal alien Jose Medina-Medina of Venezuela was arrested by the Chicago Police Department and charged with murdering Sheridan Gorman in a random attack on a pier at Toby Prince Beach on March 19. Prosecutors say Sheridan was with a group of friends on the pier when she noticed Medina-Medina hiding. When Sheridan and others in the group started running for safety, Medina-Medina allegedly fired a gun, shooting and killing the young woman, who was in her freshman year of college. On Tuesday, the House Judiciary Committee unveiled internal DHS documents showing that agency officials were well aware that Medina-Medina had no valid asylum claim, did not have any form of identification, provided no United States contact or address, and made clear he did not fear being returned to Venezuela when he showed up at the southern border on May 9, 2023. The subject was unable to provide a valid U.S. address and/or verifiable point of contact, one of the internal DHS documents reads. The subject was asked and responded that they do not fear harm or persecution should they be returned to their native country. Yet and still, DHS officials released Medina-Medina into the United States, claiming there was not enough detention space, even while acknowledging he would be likely to abscond from immigration proceedings. Gorman's murder, allegedly at the hands of a Mayorkas-released illegal alien, is one of the latest in recent weeks. Also last month, an illegal alien who was released into the United States by Biden's DHS was charged with murdering two people in Mecklenburg, North Carolina, while another Biden-released illegal alien is accused of killing 62-year-old Christopher Babcock in Pitt County, North Carolina. In Escambia County, Florida, last month, a Mayorkas-released illegal alien was charged with murdering his 3-year-old nephew after the boy's mother had been deported from the United States and abandoned him with her brother. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.